herring. There is a website, texags.com. They go around to, I guess, A&M games and elsewhere, and they do stories and things. Well, they went to the Grove before the game, and they interviewed fans from both schools, and they talked to a few different people about a few different things. Well, the interview with this young lady is making the rounds. I've seen it on a few different websites this morning. She is she's cute as a button, and she's just entertaining as all get out. She clearly had had a couple of...
vodka waters.
Okay. Before the interview. But she was more than happy to wax on philosophical about her love for Ole Miss. It is as entertaining as anything I've seen in recent weeks. It's very, very good stuff. Here are a few of her highlights from the interview. You can find it just about anywhere. I imagine her Twitter account will be probably quintupled in the next 2 days because of the number of times it'll be played on radio stations all over the
Southeast. It's definitely making the rounds.
Yeah, exactly. Monty Toomer is going to join us in a second. Here's just a small snippet of Miss Shelby Herring. I'm sure parents are proud.
My favorite thing about the Grove, hands down, is the alcohol. It's not always free, but it's always there. So yeah, alcohol, hands down. Answer your question. Next question.
Okay, but to me, it sounds like you don't care that much about school spirit.
I love school spirit, but like, let's not get me wrong. Like, I wouldn't have school spirit without a couple of vodka waters.
Exactly. I mean, can't argue with that kind
awesome.
Of logic. I cannot argue with that kind of logic.
Hey, at least she's honest.
I know. I respect that.
Like, sure. I am bored as heck at these games, but give me a couple vodka waters and I'll cheer with the best of them.
Vodka water, I never heard of, but I've heard this girl. She grew up in Mississippi, I mm-hmm. promise you.
Yes, yes. She knows her way around the Grove without a doubt. Let's go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline, talk to Imani Toomer, backed by popular demand. It was actually almost, we almost didn't make it through the week without you, but it is good to have you back on short notice. We appreciate it. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks a lot for having me again.
Have you ever been to the Grove? I don't know why you would have.
No, I haven't.
Michigan probably never played down there. Yeah. That's an Ole Miss.
Ole Miss?
Yeah.
No, I never. Actually, Ole Miss was one of the only schools that I turned down from the jump because I grew up in Berkeley, California, a very liberal place.
Yeah.
They sent me a media guide, and it showed all these guys having the Confederate flag waving, you know, back and forth. And that thing went subsequently from my hand to the trash can quicker than I could even imagine.
I'm going to guess you're not the only recruit that had that reaction to that particular pamphlet, so that's not that surprising.
they don't do that anymore.
No,
by
they
way.
Don't. They
no.
made yes. They even changed their mascot to a black
I'm
bear.
Sure they don't.
Yeah, they call themselves the Black Bears now, but nobody recognizes them as such. Let me ask you this: did you ever go to a game and you were pulling up to a road game when you were in Michigan, and you saw the people tailgating and you saw the setup they had, and you thought, man, it'd be fun to be partying with these folks? Did you ever see a great road environment? I'm sure Michigan has a great home environment, but as far as a road environment, you thought, yeah, it'd be fun to get in the mix over here.
Yeah, when we played in Wisconsin, I always thought, man, you know what? I wish for just one game I could just walk out and just enjoy it. There's a lot of places in, you know, Ohio State also is like that. Even going to Michigan, pretty much every game that we went to as we're driving up, it's like you're excited to play the game, but you also realize that there's a lot of people having fun and you're just going to work.
Right. That's true. Tailgating and tailgating is certainly part of the experience down here. That's a huge one of the big things we're very excited about, of course. But I would say up north, the Big Ten especially does not get enough credit for its ability to party. So I will give them credit. I have been to Madison. It is a good town. It is a good setup. Let's talk about some of the games this weekend, if we might. Monty Toomer joining us. If you're just tuning in, the Giants have still not quite figured it out, and that's an understatement. The good news is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have not either, but let's focus on a team that has clearly figured it out. That would be the Denver Broncos. They are going back to Indianapolis this week, and it is Peyton Manning's first return home since joining Denver. So do you expect their success to continue? Of course, Indy is coming off a loss, so they couldn't generate much in the offensive department.
Absolutely, I expect them to come back strong. I think they had a bad game last week. I'm talking about the Denver Broncos when they played against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They didn't play the game that they want to play. They cannot be happy with their performance. If they're as on top of their game as John Fox, I played with John Fox when he was the defense coordinator of the Giants. He's not one to the type to settle for what the performance that they put forth last week. I think they're going to, you know, treat almost like a loss because they didn't perform the way they want to. If they keep playing, the Denver Broncos keep playing the way that they did last, the Denver Broncos played last week, they're going to lose a couple games. They didn't look like the best team in the league by far last week. And I know that's something that they, you know, pride themselves on, playing the best that they can play every week, and they did not do that last week. They were lucky enough to come away with the victory because they were just that much better than the Jacksonville Jaguars. But there's other teams out there that are better than the Jacksonville Jaguars, and if they play like they did this weekend, they're going to lose. And they got to start thinking about preparing themselves for the playoffs because I think the big hurdle that they're going to have is overcoming the demons in the playoffs. And the only way that they can do that is because last year they were one and done, and Peyton Manning has had a lot of struggles in the playoffs. So they need to try and focus on every little aspect of their game to make sure that when it comes to playoff time, they're going to be so far away better than everybody else that they're going to make easy work once they go through the playoffs.
Last week we asked you about playing in London. You said you were all for it. This week they're talking about adding more games on Thursday night. From a player's perspective, what are your thoughts on Thursday night's game? Games.
It's really strange. And Anquan Boldin said something the other day that was something that I was thinking, is that the NFL talks about how they want to make the game safer and as safe as possible. But I think Thursday is too quick to turn around and play. I think maybe for some of the younger players might not be a difference, but I remember towards the end of my career, there was no way I could have played on Thursday. It would just been too much of a physical, because my body wasn't recovered from the last game until about Thursday. So there's, let alone gearing up for another time where you're going out to play and competing at a really high level. So there's a lot of hypocrisy going on in the NFL. The fact that they're saying on one hand we want to keep players safe, and on another hand we're going to give them less time to recover. And then they're going to say a couple of years from now, oh, and also we want to take the game from 16 games to 18 games. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth, it seems like, and I think the players can see right through it.
One last thing here, Monty. We're going to be up against the top of the hour, but the situation in Houston, certainly it has gotten ugly with the way the fans are reacting. And also, of course, I mean, they're showing up at Matt Schaub's house. I mean, they're cheering when he gets hurt. It is a nasty situation. Bottom line is they are not performing at a high level. This is a team that I expected, and I think a lot of people did, to compete for the AFC Championship. And when I'm in a situation like this, I always ask Jermaine Jackson for help.
How could something so right go?
So in 30 seconds, could you tell me what happened? What in the world happened in Houston?
Well, the thing about it is, like, you practice, you prepare, but that doesn't mean you draft talent, but that doesn't mean you're going to be good. There's a certain amount of luck that has to take place. There's a certain amount of magic that has to take place for a team to be successful, and they just don't have the magic.
Amani, I don't want to cut you off.
To figure out why, but sometimes it just doesn't work out for you.
I don't want to cut you off, but we got to run. I appreciate the time so much. We're up against a hard break. Take care.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.